Hi, Odd Family, Uncle Odd here. You know, I share with you many times when I'm feeling good about something. Do you mind if I just vent a little bit and share with you why I'm really pissed off right now? Well, I'm pissed off because I have to waste my morning going to Office Depot because the numbskulls on my spiral-bound copies of The Master. I'm going through there yesterday because I have two sets. I have a federal set that's going to go to Fauci and Burks and those demons. And at the bottom of every bound page, I have to write with purple ink, page 1 of 38, page 2 of 38, page 3 of 38, on all 10 copies. It ends up being around 600 different pages that I'm doing that on. Yeah, all these bad boys need fixed. But they can do it. They can do it. So that, you know, it's a little taxing. It's a lot of frickin' dumb, mindless, busy work, right? But you have to do what you have to do, man. It's all part of the process. And I can muscle through anything, anything. And I'm like, okay, federal set's done. Let's go to my local set because I'm also issuing notice to my mayor and all of the board of commissioners, our county attorney, etc. So I'm going through and I'm like, okay, let me just make sure on this first one that indeed there's the same 38 pages. Just want to do the good old double check thing. I was going through there and I'm like, what the f-? And there were 36. And I'm like, hold on, hold on. And I call Paul Walters and I'm like, Paul, brother, is there a different or a page missing? I mean, how could there be? It was from the same master. Why would there be 36 pages in the local notice? And he's like, shouldn't be. So I got the federal out and page by page I went through, and it didn't take me very long because these dumbasses forgot to bind in the second page. You know, the one that says notice on the very top. The one that, like, starts the whole process of the document. it's like, you know, teaching your kids ABCs and starting at F. You know, that's kind of what it felt like. I started at F, if you know what I mean. Fuck. So I'm going there and I pray to God they can unspiral bound these bad boys and print the correct second page, insert it, and spiral it back. Oh, I hope so, because there are, I think, 4 pages within each of those. Well, I guess I still have the master, so if I had to have them do it all over again from scratch, they could. So scratch that. It's not the end of the world if not, but it just kind of sucks. And to make matters worse, I get up and my wife shares, oh, I just got a call from my friend Misha in Russia. Actually, he lives in Spain. And he came down with COVID. At first he was getting sick and he got tested and it came back negative, and then it just got worse and worse. And he went and got tested again, and sure enough, he has the boogie disease. And so, he just called to let me know. And I'm telling you, Todd, all of my friends over there are getting sick. So how can you ultimately deny that this exists? And I said, okay, with my best Dr. Todd determination, do you want me to tell you how you can call Misha and make him better, make him well? You need to call him and say, Dr. Todd said, Dr. Todd said that what you need to do, Misha, is close your eyes. And I think, and you need to think about your body, basically cleaning up the toxins in your body. Because, Misha, you probably ate something bad. You probably, I know he drinks like a fish. The alcohol in your system may be stressing your cells. It could be something that is in your environment. Did you have your lawn? He has a beautiful lawn. Did you have your lawn? Did you have your lawn sprayed by the lawn maintenance people? Or how about this? Do you guys have chemtrail problems over there? I don't know. All I know, Misha, is if you celebrate the fact that you are being, that you're sick, and that your body's actually doing its job, and it's detoxing, it's going through a simple process of going into your cells, and you have these things called exosomes. The Druid Babylonian bastards call them virus. And those exosomes, they go into each cell and they clean it up, they dust it up, put it in their little garbage bag, and then they exit the cell, Misha. And after they exit the cell, they send notice to the rest of the body saying, "Hey everyone, I got these bags full of trash here. Would you please get me the hell out of this body so I can dump this somewhere? Like on the floor or in the toilet? So, yeah, make me throw up. Make me hot as hell so I sweat it out of my largest organ, which is my skin. Make me diarrhea. Mucus. Yeah, that's another good strategy. Make me just, you know, stuffy in my head so I have to blow my nose." And then, Misha, when that happens, when your body gets rid of those toxins in your body, then you will start to recover. Yeah, it's a miracle. You survived CV-19. You can wear that as a badge of honor, Misha. You can get a, you know how people go into vote and they get the I voted? You could put the I survived CV-19. That would be really freaking cool. You're a survivor, man. I mean, a survivor celebrated by your progeny one day. They're going to say, "Oh, my grandfather, I remember back in 2000 or 2020, he's a survivor. He got the boogie virus and he survived. But he survived because guess what? He got the frickin' flu. He got the cold. A bad one, maybe. And his body did what his body always does and should do, and all of our bodies always do and should do, which is detox. It should not be flu season. It should be called detox season. Misha, do you understand? So work with your body. Rest. Drink fluids. This is not the Dr. Todd diet. This is the Dr. Grandma diet. You know, Grandma, who back when she was living, I think these viruses, boogie viruses, still existed back then. And they didn't have vaccines. They didn't have all kinds of forms of pharma-created drug therapy. No, Misha. What they had was Grandma. Her love and care. And she would just make sure that you were comfortable, get you plenty of fluids, and say, "Rest. Rest. You'll get better, honey. You'll get better." So, Misha, you don't have the boogie virus. You have a bad cold or the flu. And it's about time that we, the people, take back our language. It's not catching COVID. You just ate a bunch of shit or got sprayed or walked through something. Or maybe you drink too much, Misha. I've been around you. You drink like a freaking fish. So, get better. Get better. Where am I? I'm at Office Depot right now. At 7:56. They open at 8 o'clock, so Uncle Odd means business. So with that, I'm out. And I wish you guys a fantastic day. Be well. Battle the boogie virus. Okay. That wasn't so painful. Just took about 30 minutes. It's fine. It's okay. It's a beautiful day out. Really beautiful day here in sunny Tampa, Florida. So anyway, life goes on, man. We'll get these NOLs in the mail and let justice be served.
I don't wanna stay for your meal. I'll say it's gonna put some love in your life. Don't you really wanna know how it feels? Everybody wanna see what it's like. We even wanna be inside. It ain't lies. We all know there's better things in this life.
Sane and sanitized.